Good morning, everyone. I thank God for this, for today, the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. This is Sister Gladys facilitating this morning on May the 31st, the last day of this month, before June sits in. So I want to say good morning to everyone, and thank you so much for being on this prayer line this morning as we come together in unity, one mind, and one accord in the name of Jesus. So I just want to I'm just thankful for God to all that he's doing. And it reminds me of Psalms 100 where it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with thanks gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and to be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So earlier this week, the Lord put on my heart this song to sing this morning. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk the water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make things new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby boy, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lord. Mary, did you know your baby boy is called all of creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know? I thank God for that song this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, that you forgive us sin, knowingly, seen and unseen, Father. Hallelujah. That our prayers, when we begin to, hallelujah, kneel and pray, hallelujah, our prayers will not be hindered from you, from coming forth to you because of unconfessed sin, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, renew right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that we come to you, Lord, with clean hearts and clean hands right now, God, throwing every sin, hallelujah, into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again, every spot, every wrinkle, never to be remembered again, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for forgiving us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God this morning for thus far, for having a spirit and a mind of praise, hallelujah, having joy, hallelujah, in my heart this morning, having desire, discipline in the light to come to him, to be faithful in all things, to be grateful and thankful in all things, and Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts this morning, and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path in the path in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for everyone that tuned in, called into the prayer line, the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry this morning, for the ones that are here and for the ones that had a mind to be here and that are not here. Hallelujah. For the ones that don't even know that they're going to come. They're going to be in this prayer ministry. Lord, I give you the glory and the honor and the praise, and thank you right now, God, for all additions, Father, that will come, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for being in unity on one accord, same mind today, Father, in the name of Jesus, trusting and knowing that you're going to make things all right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so I want to ask you, as we unmute your phones, that anyone has a song on their heart that they want to sing this morning, you're welcome to do so at this time. So can you unmute your phones this morning? In Jesus' name.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Pastor.
A little sunken man. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when they crown him Lord of Lords. Oh, when they crowned him Lord of Lords. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the sun refused to shine. Oh, when the sun refused to shine. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Amen. There was this little song that was on my heart. It came real quick to me. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for that song, brother. Anyone else? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Come by here, O Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. We call in your name, O Lord, come by here. We call in your name, O Lord, come by here. We call in your name, O Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody need you, oh, Lord, come by here. Someone need your Lord, come by here. Someone need your Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. We're praising your name, oh Lord, come by here. We're praising your name, oh Lord, come by here. We're praising your name, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. We love you, oh Lord, come by here. We love you, Lord, come by here. We love you, Lord, come by here. We love you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
Thank you this morning, Sister Alice Marie. Marie, thank you for that song. Is there anybody else, hallelujah, that wants to give a song of thanksgiving and gratitude to God this morning? Hallelujah. Is there anyone else?
Alrighty, let me, there's a song I would like to sing this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Marekeshera, Mekena Narakula, Nina Nana Shiti Rede, Hanakola Shaitan Mamu, Malelela Shite. Oh, la 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 Nera kala shita, nina kala shudo manina shita. Let there be healing this morning. Let there be peace this morning. Let the love of God fill our hearts this morning. Let there be peace in our homes. Halukule rana masina. Ni na 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 shita la 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 shita. He la 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 na shi. Ma na kulu shi. Ni da da la la shita. Let there be peace around this world, O God. Let there be peace in our nation, O God. Oh, ma na shi na 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 shi de. Manakule Sheta, Ni na 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 go shira mani. Hey la 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 shaka manuku. Ni la na 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 shire. Marakule shaka. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Have your way in this place, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Darlene, for that song. Is there anyone else that has a song on their heart this morning? You're welcome to pray. The mic is open. You're welcome to pray it before we continue. Anyone else? Okay, so we're going to get started, and we are going to, everyone, unmute their phones also again, and let's come to God with praise and, you know, and worship, which is the fruit of our lips, giving, thanking him, coming together in unity on one accord. Father God, we thank you this morning. Lord God, we thank you right now, God, for the Lord is our shepherd. We shall
Almighty God.
He maketh us lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our souls. He leads us through
Lord.
The path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, when we are going through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no
part of my life and allow me to be a part of your life, Almighty God.
Thou preparest a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest the heavens with oil.
Thank you for the list that they purchased. Say, oh God,
so high that you Christ, we
glory
have with
you.
And
thank
glory
you
in the name of
glory.
We
glory
are in God in Jesus. We are joined to the Lord at one
no one.
By the blood of the Lamb in the
greatest of mercy
today. to read. Maturity and grace go hand in hand. When you embrace your identity in God, you can stand confidently, but only because you know that He alone has made you whole and have grace and poise surrounds you. You have no need to impress anyone when you are secure in Him. When you fully rely on Him and understand how much He loves you, it feels as if your heart has been uncaged. Hallelujah. You carry yourself differently. We do. We carry ourselves differently. We speak differently. And we treat people with more respect because our great need for Jesus has been met. Truth is spoken in kindness, always honoring and encouraging because we've learned to love without judgment. When we're secure in His love, we walk with compassion and mercy as your guide, knowing how much we have needed it. You become truly beautiful inside and out, Lord God. And Lord, our heart is soaring because of your mercy and grace. All that we are, we see in you. Though sometimes it doesn't feel that it could possibly be true, you say it is. Be an equilibrium and steady us as we live to honor you. Help us to be balanced, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So this morning I have 1 Corinthians 13, which speaks on love, the King James Version. And that I read the whole chapter. And also from the Message Bible, you know, I'm encouraging you to read that also from the Message Bible or any other, you know, way of cross-referencing that will help you to understand better, as I did. And Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth one another has fulfilled the law. And so I also read that in the King James Version and the Message Bible. And I read the, you know, and read the whole chapter in Jesus' name. Amen. So now I want to come, I want to open the mics for anyone that has a prayer request, a song, a testimony that they want to want to say this morning. This is your time right now to say it.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I have a testimony. I had a while back, not like earlier this month, I had locked my key in the car. I stopped the key down. So roadside came out from the insurance company. Not a week later, I made the same mistake again. I'm like, Lord. Well, anyway, the guy told me when he unlocked my car, he said, a lot of people don't have roadside service. So this is my sale in case you, anybody that don't have insurance locked their car up, the keys in the car, they can just pay me. They won't have to have an insurance. And so I thought, it ain't been a week, and I called the insurance company to happen again. I said, darn, them folks, you keep calling them folks, they're going to run the insurance up. So I called the guy, didn't get an answer. And I had just bought some food from a restaurant. So I came up and I started eating. But so I couldn't never get him. So when I did finally, that's when I finally got him. That's the first time. But the second time, it was working out, so I asked the guy, the manager, and he said, well, let me check with my boss. And he said, I think we can't do it because it's a liability. So he came back and told me he couldn't do it. So I said, well, could you just let me in my apartment? So he let me in, And I called the guy, couldn't get him. So I said, well, look, I ain't got nowhere to go. If he don't call back till tomorrow, that's fine. So he called back. So I asked him, you know, could he do it? And I just pay you $50. I said, I can give you $50. So I did. So, like, and I had to get some, got my brakes did, and I decided to get Mr. Windshield Wiper, but I didn't know they were $21 sub a piece. So I got them, and I said, you know, of course, I put them on a card. So I said, I came out, and I was telling one of the guys, you know, that you know, be up, that's these things, $21, some windshield wiper, $21 a piece. So when I got in my car, this guy come to me, and he said, look, go ahead on and get your, you need some windshield wiper, get your windshield wipers. And he was trying to hand me some money. I said, no, I got my windshield wipers. He said, well, take this money anyway. Then I just went ahead on and took it because I told him, no, thank you, I already got them. So he said, take it anyway. And that guy gave me a $50 bill, same amount I spent to get my keys, pay for my keys to get out the car. So I give God praise for that man having them $50. I turned it down, but he insisted on me having them. So, and I took it, and I just thank God. That was God. That man just walked up to me and give me $50 to get windshield wipers that I already had got. So I just thank and praise God for the young man, Chris. And I just lift Chris up, you know. He has to be led by God to just even do that. And I thought it was a 20, but it was a 50. Sure was. He heard me and gave me $50 bill. And that wasn't nothing but God. Hallelujah.
Let's rejoice with the Lord with her for that. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So
thank
there
you,
anyone
Jesus.
Else?
Good morning, this Yvonne.
Good morning, Yvonne.
I have a testimony. I always pray, every time we pray, I always ask the Lord to look out for our neighborhood. And look, this dude did something. He stayed with his grandmama. His grandmama raised them because their mama was on drugs, and he went and bought some drugs with some fake money, and they shot up the lady house 28 times. And then nobody hurt. So God looked out for her. All of them, she had to, you know, get on the floor and stuff, but they shot at her house 28 times. And then nobody get hurt. So God watched out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Across the
street. Hallelujah. Well, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that has a prayer request or a testimony, song on their heart they want to give this morning? The floor is open. Mic is open.
Praise the Lord. I have a testimony. This is Sister Sheila. Good morning to everyone. It's a testimony. My son got a home. He's moving out today, been packing over the holiday at the youth hall truck out front, and I just want to thank God, you know. I am kind of relieved, you know, because November will be 5 years I've been here. He's been here too, and he finally got what he was looking for, and I'm grateful, you know. He's like 32 years old, and I just want y'all as prayer warriors to continue on praying for my son, that he just keep focused. When which, you know, we all pray, but I'm talking about Lord saving him and using him for his glory as well. And I just hope and pray that if it don't be me, it be someone to go and pray for his home. Because I, too, had evangelists come and pray at my home before I got started here. And I just want to thank y'all for y'all prayers, you know, because being a mother with a grown man in the house, you know, I'm grateful. I say get out, you know, because some days was good, some was bad, and some was truly indifferent. But I just thank God, you know, that I began to pray and stay humble and, you know, step back and let God handle the situation. And today I can say he's moving out and hopefully he'll come and visit his mom or give his mom a call on the phone. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning,
Chris. Good morning. Yes, Sister Sheila, what is your son's first name?
His name is Antoine. A-N-T-W-A-N. Yes.
Okay, Sister Chris, Sister Sheila, would you like to say a prayer this morning, to pray this morning?
You said me?
Yes, Sister Sheila.
Okay. I don't mind.
Okay,
you let
what
me know
about
when.
What about you, Sister Chris? Okay. So we're going to move right along. Is there anyone else before we... What about you, Sister Anne-Marie, with Alice Marie? Would you have anything, you know, would you like to pray this morning also?
Is there like,
this morning. Chris did say she prayed. Yes, ma'am. I'm this morning.
Okay. Pastor Horsley, would you like to have something to say this morning?
I don't hear my phone. Somebody say something to me?
Yeah, would you like to have a pray this morning?
Oh, yes, we could pray. We could pray. Oh, thank
okay.
God. Yes, Lord.
So, Sheila, I know you are at work, so going on.
No,
I'm
home.
Work.
I'm
so,
home.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then. Okay, so you can start it out.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we're coming to you this morning asking for mercy and forgiveness, asking you to search our hearts, search our minds, search our souls, God. Lord, we got so much to praise you for this morning, God. We praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything. You heard the prayer requests. You heard the testimonies, God. Lord Jesus, thank you for the financial blessings, God. Thank you for just showing up, Lord Jesus, having thine own way, Lord Jesus, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you are looking out for your children, God. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord Jesus, for our neighborhoods and our community, God, asking you, Lord Jesus, let no weapon formed against us prosper, God. We thank you for that testimony, Lord Jesus. We pray for that young man, Lord Jesus, that you were saving so God, that you will deliver him, Lord Jesus, that he too might go into a detox, Lord Jesus, to get his life right, Lord. Jesus, help him to surrender, Lord. Help him to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, when which he can seek for help because it's out there for him, God. And Lord, remember the grandmother, Lord Jesus. Let her realize that her living is not in vain, God. Lord, thank you for covering on your precious blood. Thank you, Lord, for letting her know that you have her, God. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus, you put fire on her feet so that she might seek your face, God. Father God, I just pray for each and every prayer warrior this morning on the prayer line, God, that you will continue on having your way in our lives, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us to be believers and followers and glorifying your name, God. Lord Jesus, and I pray for my son Antoine, God, that he will stay focused, Lord Jesus, being the man of God that you choose him to be for your glory, God. I pray, Lord, you bless his home. I pray that you have that on way. Remember his four daughters, God, Harmony, Melody, Lyric, and Rhythm, God. I pray in your precious name, God, that they will enjoy their new home, God. I pray that they will just have that on way, Lord, being respectful as four young girls growing up with their dad, God. I pray in your precious name, God, that you keep the family encouraged, God. Lord, remember the in-laws, God. I pray in your precious name that peace will be still. Father God, I just want to thank you this morning for moving in a mighty special way, God. And as we continue on turning our place down and standing your word and giving you all the glory and honor, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead. Who's next? Go ahead.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be here today, Lord God. Thank you for the gift of life, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for being able to have a relationship with you today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Redeemer, Lord God, our way maker, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that everywhere we go today will be anointing, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for a blessed day, Lord God, a prosperous day, Lord God, a productive day, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we do your will today, Lord God. Lord God, that we want more of you and less of us, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for just your renewed anointing, Lord God, your renewed grace, Lord God, your renewed mercy, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just pray for favor today, Lord God, favor over everything that we do, Lord God. Lord God, for you said the prayers of the righteous avail us much, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for your continuously just the keeping us, Lord God, keeping our family, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for salvation, Lord God. We thank you for saving our family, Lord God. And we just give you all the glory and honor, Lord God, for that today, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just thank you for increasing our faith, Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, just keeping us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Chris. Sister Alice, Marie. Did you say you was listening? Okay. So
yes,
Pastor
ma'am.
Horsley.
I said I was listening.
Okay, Pastor Horsley. Pastor Horsley, I'm sorry. Hello?
Apostle, I must be muted because we cannot hear you.
Sister Gladys, I'll go ahead on and pray. Heavenly Father, we all come to you, Heavenly Father, agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God, God of the universe. Oh, yes, 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 our Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. We come praying for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father. We're praying for the backsliders, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that may be crying out to you right now, wherever they are, Lord, whether they're in their home, they're on the street, they're in the hospital, wherever they might be, what country they may be in. We are praying that you answer their cry, Lord, answer their prayer, Heavenly Father. Father, there's nothing that you can't do, and you know everything, Lord. You even know every number of hair on our head, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we'll just ask them right now that their prayers be answered, Lord. Lord, and we're praying for those that praising you right now for what they already asked for, Lord, and haven't received yet. Lord, move them next in line for the miracle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 that their prayers be answered, Lord. Lord, you are a faithful, faithful God, Lord, and we walk by faith and not by sight, so we know that our prayers are answered when we pray, Lord. And we just wait patiently on you, Heavenly Father, because we know all things work together for our good, Lord, and you are our on-time God. Yes, we might not get it when we want it, but we will get it right on time if it's your will, Heavenly Father. Everything that we pray for, we pray that and ask that your will be done, Lord, because sometimes, Lord, we may ask for something and it's not what we really wanted. We didn't know until after we received it. So, Lord, we just ask you to help us make good choices, Lord. Lord, walk with us and talk with us, Lord. Every step we make, we take, and every breath that we take, every step we make and every breath that we take. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we just want to thank you for showing us favor each and every day, Lord. And we pray that you continue giving us protection as we get in our car to and from, whether long distance, short distance, Lord, and protect our vehicles, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, as we travel in them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, we just want to glorify you and thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father, and by his stripes we are healed, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you and for giving us eternal life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for comfort for those that lost their family members, Lord, and their close friends, Heavenly Father. You know who all those people are, Lord. No matter what state or country they may be in, Lord, comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, we just ask you to continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us each and every day, Heavenly Father. Lord, let us hear you talk to us more and more, Lord. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Yes, 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 Lord. And God, we pray for healing for those that need healing, Lord. We pray for financial blessings for those that need a financial blessing, Lord. We pray for those in need of jobs, that they receive jobs that they can do, Lord, something that they will enjoy doing, Lord. We pray for the businesses that's in need, the churches that's in need, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying, Lord, that you continue showering us with blessings, Heavenly Father, and miracles, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for who you are in our lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And continue molding and shaping us into the person you want us to be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We commit all the prayers with Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Lord, give us everybody that we're praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. And we all agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alice Marie, for that very much. I just want to say this last thing. I thank God for the prayer that I've already sent up to him right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and that we all continually, hallelujah, seek God first, Father. Acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he shall direct thy path. In everything, we acknowledge him in Jesus' name, amen. And Sister Darlene, I'm going to hand it over to you. If you have any last words that you want to say, any prayer requests that you need to get out, this is the mic is open for you.
All right. Okay, well, praise the Lord, Sister Gladys, for your leadership this morning. We appreciate that. Thank you for sharing about love, and we are grateful for just the opportunity to be here together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And we are going into our fast on tomorrow. We want to be reminded of the three-day fast, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so we're going to be praying together, and you know, as you study the word, just remember that God is there with you. Our scripture for our fast is 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14 through 16, and verses 20 through 22. And the word of God says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Michal, that Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Verse 20 says, then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth. It was before the Lord who chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the house, over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and I will and will be base in mine own sight. And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. And so we're going to be praising the Lord, and don't let somebody take your praise away from you by what they say. So, you know, I dance before the Lord often. You know, most mornings I get up and I praise him. I shout before the Lord because he is worthy of the praise. So as you're going through your fast, remember to stay hydrated. And to also, as we're doing our fast, keep in mind that our family members need Jesus Christ. So we want to keep on praying for them and looking forward to the best is yet to come through what we're doing for God. So let's just praise the Lord while we have a time, no matter what, and keep it going because God is faithful to each and every one of us. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ, every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord, and we are the lender and not the borrower. And as I'm speaking these are declarations based on the word of God. So take these things and put them in your heart and let them help you during your life. I decree this morning that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that the wickedness in high places is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, and we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. I decree that the devil is under our feet. Him and his cohorts are destroyed. Their works cannot propagate in our lives. We bind up every demonic spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that every financial mountain is removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. And I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. And once again, I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you, each and every one who is in a leadership role, whoever comes and facilitates. We appreciate you and everybody who comes in and is in agreement because we continue to see God move. We continue to see God change lives. And I'm just so grateful that God is with us and he's helping us. And we have unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So as we leave, we realize that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Everybody have a beautiful day. Once again, I love you, and thank you for loving me back. We love each other, love our families, love those who don't like us, and love those who are so hard to love because that's what they need is love. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day. Prepare for your fast, as our pastor Scholastica shared on Friday. Amen. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.